This is Vicky Tobias. It's March 1st, 2013. This is the Academic Staff Institute, and I am sitting here with Donna Cole. Go ahead, Donna.
My name is Donna Cole. I'm the Division Administrator for Geriatrics and Gerontology in the School of Medicine and Public Health at the UW Health Group. I started working here right out of college. I went to school in Maryland, where I was raised, and wanted to move somewhere new. Researched at the public library, different cities in the country to move to, and Madison looked like a neat place to go. So came up here and got a job within a week and started working. I first started with the Department of Surgery, doing research on organ transplantation. Did that for a while. Then I went and worked in the Department of Psychology and did work on visual cortex. I then, from there, went back to Maryland and worked at the National Institutes of Health for 5 years and got married and knew I wanted to come back to Madison because it's a great town to raise a family. So came back to Madison and started working in the Department of Physiology at the time. And that was, again, that was auditory cortex. Again, all my benchtop research had was done in animal research because my degree is in animal science. Then from there I went to anesthesiology and worked there for a short time and then went to the Weissman Center where I was for 10 years working in the brain imaging lab of Dr. Richie Davidson. Where I worked until about 2.5 years ago when I moved over to geriatrics. So I started with a research background, and that's what's so neat about being an academic staff member is I was a researcher for many years and then decided I wanted to change my career path a bit, and because of my research background, I was able to transition into an administrative role on campus with all the knowledge that I had with all the different academic staff jobs and departments that I worked in. I've enjoyed my time here. Plan to stay for a lot longer and really enjoy the mission of the UW as far as research goes. I knew that was one of the reasons I came to Madison because it was a large research college, university, and I find that the stuff that academic staff does here is just amazing. While I was doing all this, I also got involved in academic staff governance, so I've been on many committees and served on executive committee, and now I'm co-chair of nominating committees, so that has been a great way to network with all the other academic staff members on campus and just to know how many unbelievable people work here on campus in an academic staff role and how passionate they are about their jobs. Yeah. So,
when you look back on your career, is there a particular project or a program that you've worked with that really sticks out in your mind as having been sort of influential or maybe a milestone in your career? Something that really maybe changed your path or solidified your path in some way?
I think I guess I'm going back to governance, that I was very soon after I came back to Wisconsin, I joined the mentoring program. Mm-hmm. And my first mentor was a wonderful woman who was director of HR for Division of Information Technology. And she was just really helpful in the year that we spent together, helping me to decide, did I want to move on to an administrative role from a research role? What would that entail? What kind of jobs were available on campus to transition into? So I would say, as a mentor on campus, she was really instrumental in the trajectory that I changed to.
Which is very important.
Yeah, to have mentors that are both assigned to you and that you find.
Yeah. Do you mentor in your
I do.
Role?
I do. I've mentored almost every year since.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I find it very rewarding to be on the mentor side now and help as many people as I can.
So you've mentioned that you're planning to stay for many more years. Is there a particular trajectory that you have in mind, or do you have other goals besides what you're currently doing?
Sure. I think I want to keep moving up into leadership roles on campus. I think I have a lot of now institutional, historical experience and history that I can share with others.
Yep.
And I don't mean to sound like I'm really, really old, but
you're wise.
maybe. so I can see myself continuing on in some kind of a role. And I'm looking, you know, always to see what is calling to me. Yeah.
Neat. I have one more question for you. So as we're sitting here looking out at the Wisconsin Institute of Discovery, you know, there have been a lot of changes on campus in the last couple of decades. And I'm wondering, is there any change in particular that you recall that has been important to you in your career?
I think changes in leadership always affected where you were on campus, change in chancellors, provosts, mm-hmm. Deans. They would come in and there might be a new idea that they bring with you. And most of them were very collegial in trying to assemble a group to help with some new initiatives. And that was something that I really appreciated, that you could come in as a team member of a group and be treated and be respected and contribute.
Mm-hmm.
So,
neat.
Yeah.
Thank you. Is there anything else you'd like to tell us?
No, I'm really happy you're doing this, though.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your time, Donna.
Thank you.